And welcome back in Game Day Sports Radio. Boji Wood here with you on a nice, crisp morning. Before we get in our Super Bowl breakdown, we're going to bring Mike Bernard in from OTM Sports to talk about the Super Bowl for a little bit. But I want to say this segment is brought to you by State Farm Insurance, particularly agent Larry McIntosh in Pelham, Alabama, 205-663-3119. Larry can help you with home, auto, or life insurance. All of the State Farm services that they offer, you can get from Larry there at the Pelham, Alabama location. His agency, 205-663-3119. Okay, let's go ahead and bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. Mike, it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it's the big game. I'll be back in Vegas for all the to play my proposition wagers. We'll go over that a little bit later, but should be a good game.
Hey, hard to believe this is Super Bowl 52. It kind of dates me and everything, but man, I remember all of them. That's how old I am. I remember every single one of them. Watching the first one, the Packers and the Chiefs coming to you from L.A. Coliseum, and it was on CBS. And the reason that I know that it was on CBS is because we had to go outside and turn the antenna to point toward the CBS station. So that's how I know it was on CBS, how I remember that. But anyway, you've got the Eagles and the Patriots, both these teams coming in at 15-3. Now, the Eagles, they've won a NFL championship, but they're looking for their first Super Bowl win. They won the NFL championship back in 1960 before the Patriots were ever in the National Football League. At that time, the Patriots were part of the American Football League. And, of course, the merger happened in the set up in the late '60s, and the first, the first one was the Jets and the Colts. I think that was the first Super Bowl that was truly between. No, I take that back. The merger was announced that year, but the first Super Bowl that was actually between two NFL teams. Do you remember what that was?
I do not, but I think, 70, well, the 69, was that the year that Joe Namath and the Jets won? And
yep.
And that was the championship, and then the next year was the first Super Bowl. Would that have been the Chiefs and someone?
Well, actually, it was the Colts and the Cowboys. The Chiefs and the Vikings were the next year, if memory serves me correct.
I always remember that picture. I know it wasn't the Super Bowl, but of Joe Namath, you know, guaranteeing a win with nothing, but yep. But he ran off the field with his finger up in the air. They were a huge underdog.
Yep.
I mean, maybe two touchdowns and a field goal, something along those lines.
That's correct. But again, the Pats, you know, since they've been in the league, it took them a long time to get to the Super Bowl. But I tell you, in recent history, over the last 20 years, they've been there about half the time.
Yeah, and remember, their first two times they went in there, they got shellacked, mm-hmm. both by the Bears beat them like 46-10 or something. Green Bay beat them by two touchdowns. But it's been a completely different story the last 15 years or so.
Yeah, you know, Raymond Berry was their head coach when they played the Bears, and then, I'm sitting here, I've lost my mind here. Parcells, Bill Parcells. I've got to get my thinking cap on this morning. But, yeah, Bill Parcells was the coach when they lost to the Packers. But Bill Belichick, he comes in, and he has, listen, say what you want to about the man can coach.
Absolutely, and all five of New England's Super Bowl wins were with Belichick at the helm and with Brady at quarterback. And when Belichick and Brady, the Pats have appeared in seven Super Bowls. Again, they won five, and some think of the Patriots dynasty, and they presume, you know, hey, they just ran through those teams and won those games handily. But the biggest margin of victory, Coach, in was last year's win, but that was in overtime by six. The other Super Bowl wins were by a field goal three times, a four-point victory over Seattle, which never should have happened. The two losses were by 3 points and 4 points. Both of those were to the Giants. So basically, New England was a play away from being 7-0 in Super Bowls or 0-7 in Super Bowls.
All their Super Bowls except under Belichick. Very competitive, close games. As a matter of fact, won the first one on a walk-off field goal in the Superdome versus Kurt Warner and the Rams. You know, but the one thing you have to give Brady credit for, they find a way to win. Now, I am a little surprised to see this fact is that, now, this year, Brady is leading the lead in passing yards, but the NFL's top passer has never won a Super Bowl in the same year. So Brady's got a chance to add another milestone to his Hall of Fame career. Now, listen, he got the job because Drew Bledsoe was injured. So Brady, for lack of a better term, he backed into this starting position. But for the last 18 years, only four NFL franchises have won as many playoff games as Brady. And Brady has won more he has more playoff wins than any division across the board.
Yeah, those numbers are just ridiculous. And, you know, remember in baseball, it was the Wally Pipp story, and now it's the Drew Bledsoe, because actually some people forget that Brett Bledsoe had to come back in the AFC Championship game and get them a win. I believe it was over the Steelers. And then once Brady was healthy again, Brady did play in the Super Bowl. But I think that was the best thing that could have ever happened to that franchise, with Brady coming in and being the starter. He could be the best ever. Coach, you and I both have talked about it many times. It's hard to compare eras, but it's hard to argue against Brady. A weird twist, I saw where Brady's former backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, he stands to make more money than Brady for this Super Bowl appearance. He was on the roster for 8 games before he was traded. He's going to get paid the Super Bowl bonus, and since he won't travel to Minneapolis, he won't be subject to Minnesota state taxes, so he'll actually net more than Brady for this Super Bowl performance, and even if they win. Another quirky fact about the Super Bowl is the team wearing white jerseys has won 12 of the last 13 Super Bowls. The Pats are the home team. They didn't want to break the trend, so they chose to wear white, and frankly, I can't say I blame them.
No, I can't. And you mentioned the Minnesota state taxes. The average fan doesn't realize that in the NFL, when these teams go on the road, they're getting 1099s from each one of these states. They have to pay taxes everywhere they make their money. So in other words, if I'm playing for the Giants and then we go play in San Francisco, I'm paying California state tax. We go play in Arizona. Now, again, this is probably a segment we need to have totally separate from all this. But a lot of times, agents use when players are free agents, their agents use different ploys to get them into certain situations. Like, everyone likes Florida because why? Florida doesn't have any state income tax. So there are a lot of negotiations going on with contracts that affect that. So, but again, I think it's just it's crazy that you bring that up. Jimmy's going to be sitting out there looking over the bay in San Francisco and making money. No matter who wins or loses, he's going to get that bonus. But listen, there are a lot of great storylines for this Super Bowl. Of course, got to stay with Tom Brady for just a second. At 40 years of age, he's going to become the oldest position player just by a couple of months to compete in a Super Bowl. Now, listen, we've had kickers, punters, that are over the age of 40, but the only other player who's actually played a down who was 40 was Jerry Rice. But at the time, Jerry Rice was younger than Tom Brady. And again, everything about this Super Bowl, when you look at it, and it's the Patriots, it all kind of funnels back to Tom Brady, and he wants to play till he's 45. But hey, we got to get off the Tom Brady train and look at some matchups here. The Patriots, they have the number one offense in the league. They're going to be going against the number four scoring defense. But when you look at these two offenses, the Eagles may not be getting a whole lot of respect offensively for a number of reasons that we'll get into a little bit later on. But both these teams average right at 29 points a game in the regular season. But Philly did see a drop-off in scoring after Carson Wentz was injured.
Yeah, Coach, and of course, they did see a little bit of drop-off, but before I go back into this, you talked about the taxes, and we went into that, and it got me thinking, which we both know is dangerous, but I was thinking that, you know, the Raiders are going to move from California to Nevada because they're going to Vegas, so California has really high state taxes, and Nevada has none. So look at a contract like Derek Carr. Will the Raiders, conversely, you were talking about the players were negotiating, will the Raiders then come back to them and say, hey, look, we need to renegotiate? And, of course, the players would say no, but what are your thoughts on that?
I look at it this way, is that when they move, that's a plus for the entire franchise. And I think that they will use that going forward in negotiations on future contracts, but anything that's on the books now, they're going to have to go ahead and they're going to have to honor. There's no way around that.
Yeah, and, you know, I think Vegas is really a buzz. They got the hockey team, and then I've seen the out here, I've seen the open area that's being cleared out there, starting the construction on the stadium. But anyway, back to the big game. You mentioned that the scoring dropped off a bit when Carson Wentz was injured. The Eagles did score less points without Wentz, but hey, the defense stepped it up, and Philadelphia did score 38 points on the Vikings, who, by the way, came in as the number one defense in the entire league. The Vikings dared Nick Foles to throw it, and he did. He threw it all over him. He passed for 346 in the NFC title game. My key for the Super Bowl is going to be, will the Eagles pressure Brady enough to make him uncomfortable? The Falcons absolutely shut him down with pressure in the first half in Super Bowl 51, but they got up to a big lead. I'm not saying they got complacent, but, you know, you just change your schemes, and they didn't sustain that pressure in the second half. I also think the Eagles have to establish the run game with both of those big backs.
When you look at this game, unless you're an idiot, you got to say Tom Brady's going to win. He's Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. But listen, I think the keys of this game, I agree with you, the Eagles have to establish their run game. I don't agree with you that I think that they have to get pressure on Tom Brady. I don't. I think the key is this, is that understand that you have to play the whole field to take Brady out of the game. Last year we saw it. The Falcons, they got a lot of pressure on him, but Brady was able to come back. Now, this is where I think you put pressure on Brady, is on third down. A lot of people going to come with the blitz. He gets the ball out of his hands just quick enough you can't get there. And he always seemed to make a play on third down. So, again, of course, it's great to get pressure on Tom Brady or any quarterback you're playing. But I think that the key to this, Mike, is going to be the third and longs. Brady just has a knack of converting third and long. When you don't think there's any way that he can make it, all of a sudden he's hitting a crossing pattern on third and 18 for 19 yards. It's third and 23. You know, he hits an out and up for 30 yards. He's always been able to make the big plays. Just when you think you're going to get your defense off the field, give the ball back to your offense, he makes a big play on third down and sustains a drive. I think that's going to be the key to the game. Not necessarily the pressure that they put on Brady, but how they play him on third down. If they can get him off the field on third down and the Eagles can establish their run game, I like the Eagles' chances. But if they can't get Brady off the field on third downs, man, I just look for the Patriots to pick up Super Bowl number 6. But again, that's just an old coach. What the numbers say out there to you, Mike?
Well, before I get into the numbers, that's a good. Those are all good points. So what you're saying is, number one, okay, no one can guard Gronk in the entire league.
Right.
All right. And I know that we're talking about Brady and Gronk and their worn out narratives, but they are what they are. He's 6'7", 270 pounds with speed and strength. He's a head case, but he's a tremendous athlete, and he's just a nightmare matchup. So what you're thinking is that Philadelphia needs to keep everything underneath and contain him, kind of like in basketball.
Exactly, and we saw this in the college national championship game with Alabama and Georgia. Georgia had Alabama in a great spot, And they, you know, for whatever reason, they ran a bad coverage on second and what was it, 26 or something like that. And they let a receiver get behind him. Touchdown, game's over. That's what the Eagles can't allow to happen on third down versus this team. They have got to make sure that when it's third and 18, third and 10, third and 12, whatever it is, they've got to make sure that they play the sticks, let them catch the ball in front of you, come up and make the tackle, get off the field.
Right. And, you know, again, I don't know how you defend Gronk except maybe try to neutralize him to some extent and allow the underneath stuff. Out in Vegas, Coach, New England opened as a 6 or 6.5 point favorite. They were bet down to 4.5 pretty quickly. The historical point spread teams, the historical point spread trends don't favor either team. The Eagles, they've been solid. They've covered 11 of their last 15 games. Patriots, great spread team. They've covered 67% of their last 54 games. And when, you can't look at head-to-head because these teams have only met three times since Super Bowl 39. All the Patriots Super Bowl games were close. The Eagles have a good defense. I'm going to take the Eagles plus the points.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Mike. We come back, I want to talk about some crazy bets that happened out there in Las Vegas. I want to thank Larry McIntosh State Farm Insurance for sponsoring this segment. We'll be right back on GameDaySportsRadio.com.